20% of coffee mugs contain fecal matter.
Why do you do this to me? Why?
20%, that is a fifth of coffee mugs.
20% of your coffee mugs, not 20% of my coffee mugs.
No, it'd be like 80% of mine, but that's neither here nor there. So if
Okay.
you're opening a cabinet, let's go, you go to an Airbnb and you're having a cute little time and you open a cabinet, there's
Yeah.
five coffee mugs there.
Yeah.
You have a, whoa, where'd she go? My co-host just left me. Grace, come back. Oh, Grace. We're gonna hold on a minute for Grace. Tammy, I'm adding you to the show since you're my co-host now.
Okay.
Oh my goodness, that was a close call, Grace.
I don't know what happened.
I had to bail on you. I had to Tammy. That's how I needed help.
I don't
Oh,
think I want to get involved in this.
man. All right, well, you're
Neither do
here
I,
now.
Tammy. Let's kick him out next time.
Wow. All right. Well, that was one way to get out of my fun facts. Jeez. Holy moly. Those listening to the show and not watching live, Grace just clocked out and just disappeared for 30 seconds.
Yeah, it was super weird, but we're here now.
Yeah,
We're
well,
ready to go.
all right. But before we get the show started, I have one more fun fact for you. This one's a
Oh
little,
boy.
you'll enjoy this one better, okay?
I
Did you know that one 18-inch pizza is more pizza than two 12-inch pizzas?
Okay.
So you remember that next time you're going to order, okay?
All right. Good to know.
Right. Let's start this show because I can't take it. This was too much for an intro. You
That's
leaving.
definitely too much.
You didn't even warn me.
18 inch pizzas is too much.
Yeah, you got to be careful on how much pizza you handle at one time.
That's right.
All right, ready?
I'm ready.
Grace, it was a super busy week of running and racing, and this I guarantee. You and I are going to cover it all on episode number 7. I'm Eric Idiot Runner Kosek.
And I'm Grace Hot Pants Langheim. Eric is all business in the front of the pack, and I am all about the party in the back.
That's right, business up front and party in the back. Together, we are the Running Mullet.
And we are going to talk about every aspect of running, the podium to the DNF and everything in between.
If you are a runner, this show is for you. Now sit back, get out your foam roller, and enjoy the party. That really rhymed now that I'm looking and saying it. Guarantee in 7D.
Yeah, it's fine.
I didn't have much time. I was that's my excuse.
Yeah, I mean,
Oh,
that's the theme of the show is it's been busy. It's been busy.
yeah, I can see it in your face. You're disappointed. I'm sorry.
I mean, that's not any more disappointed than every other week, so
Fair
it's
enough.
fine.
That makes me smile. Thank
Yeah,
you for that.
you're welcome.
What are you doing? You looks like you're knitting down there. You're staring something down your keyboard. What are you?
Hey, I pulled up last week, if you remember this,
I don't.
I will remind you.
Okay.
Hang with us, Tammy. We'll be all right. So last week, if you remember, we put out a call for some reviews
Oh.
because the reviews help the algorithms and the algorithm monsters. And turn off your phone.
Keep going.
It's quiet time. Okay. So we asked for reviews and some ratings and stuff, and we got a review. And I
One.
wanted
We got one total.
we just got one. That's
Yes.
it. It's
All right.
one more than we had before. So now we have five, a
Perfect.
total of five. Well, if five on iTunes and there's one on Podcast Addict. So I wanted to read to you. I was pulling up this review. Can I read it to you?
Oh, you can. Please and do. And read it in your
Okay.
Grace voice like you're reading a race report.
I will. I'll read it
Yeah.
in my Grace voice,
Yep.
like I'm reading a race report.
Yeah.
It's titled Dream Team from Small Bikes But Big Smiles, written June 24th, 2024.
Okay.
Eric and Grace have teamed up to do something incredibly special here. Every Monday evening, they allow us to tune in, connect with them, and celebrate running together. They're a great team who not only interact well with one another, but have a genuine interest in their guests and the stories they want to tell. They cover topics that are relatable, loving, and exciting, which means you never know if you'll end an episode laughing, crying, or accidentally hitting that registration button for a race that sits just outside of your comfort zone. I appreciate and respect them both as athletes, but even more as friends. Their experience and knowledge of the sport is evident in the passion they bring to every single episode. Thank you for your dedication and commitment towards the Running Mullet. It truly is one of a kind.
Gosh, can we? What's that snapping do? Is that clapping?
That's when you do like poetry. When you do stand up poetry, you snap.
Oh, we need to take a screenshot of that. That's how we're gonna sell ourselves now. Like just send that all over.
Yeah.
I'll go with
it. Yeah, it was a great review. I love that review. I think it's beautiful. I don't want to intimidate anybody else though from leaving another review. And if you leave the review, I will read it, whatever it says.
And we'll probably give you a tattoo or a sticker too. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That was pure magic. I know who wrote it, but
yeah.
I guess we won't divulge names tonight.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that was
beautiful.
It's a lot of it's all lies, but I'll go with it. You know.
I'd just go with a thank you. Thank you for the compliment. Say that.
Thank you.
Good job.
I can say. All right. So the busy week consisted of, what did you do this past weekend, Grace?
Let's see. Saturday, I hung out at Julia's house. That was super fun. We ran around her yard and
for no reason, just ran around her yard.
We're getting ready for a Yeti 24-hour challenge that we're going to do later. So she has a quarter mile loop in her yard and I did 7.5 miles.
Nice.
For a quarter mile loop, but it was super fun.
Cool.
And then I went to the Black Forest Trail with Tess and we had so much fun.
Yeah. You did not, 11, 12, what, how many miles?
Around 13 miles total because I split up the segments on, Strava. Cause I wanted just aid station 2 to aid station 3 to see what my time would be. So, so the 11.5 mile section of the course, but 13 miles total. And we got to run in the rain and it was amazing.
Cool. Well, any day on the Black Forest is a good day.
Oh, it's gorgeous.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah. And you got to see some things that you might see in the future. You never know. Right?
Maybe. We'll see. And got to hang out with cool people this weekend. You got to hang out with cool people this weekend. You went to the Pemmy Loop.
The Pemmy Loop, a loop in New Hampshire in the White Mountains. It circumnavigates 8 peaks that are over 4,000 feet of gain, 10 peaks total, extremely technical. In my opinion, there wasn't much on there that you could really run. Maybe 8 miles total out of the 30, I would say. That's out of my book, but it's just crazy. But the views are phenomenal. You know, for anybody that wants big mountains, you don't have to go out west, man. We went on a picture perfect day. We got lucky. You could see as far as you could possibly see, but the mountains are big and rugged and the views are phenomenal.
Yeah.
Highly recommend. 10 out of 10.
Tammy, have you been up to New Hampshire? Is it New Hampshire?
I have not. Nope.
Vermont.
Sounds wonderful.
Yeah.
It is. I mean, it's amazing how close it is to us and how different it is and how big it can be. But yeah, that was on our list for a while. A group of us went up and it was super good times. 30 miles and over 10,000 feet of gain. A very slow day. A group effort. I don't know if I could call it a run, honestly. I'd probably have to call it a group hike.
Yeah.
But that doesn't, it was just amazing because we did what we could do.
Yeah. Wait, I got microphone feedback. Somebody's mic.
Fix it. Anyway, sorry, Tammy.
There we go.
We didn't introduce you yet. You're just sitting there kind of hanging out there. I'm sorry. I don't know who's my cousin. Tammy Rakow just won.
Tammy, is your dog eating your microphone? Because that's what it sounds like. It's possible. Oh, there's the puppy.
All right. Here. They're on the show. Tammy just won Sharp Top 50K, which was Saturday. Sharp Top also has 25K. We can talk about that a little bit. But you've had a big year. She's just ran Manitow's Revenge 50 miler, right?
Yep.
Two weeks ago, and then came back for a win at Sharp Top 50K this weekend. So that alone is big. Quest for the Crest 50K, Heiner 50K, a couple smaller things in relation to those big ones this year. And you are still signed up for Black Forest Ultra in the fall. That's your next big, big one, right?
Eastern.
Oh, you're doing Eastern?
No.
I don't know why I didn't see it on the list. So you're doing Triple Crown?
I did not do World's End.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So you're just doing all the crazy stuff for fun.
Yeah.
This will be how many times for Eastern, too?
This will be my third year, knock on wood.
Good Lord.
Yeah. It's right here.
It is right here. So, tell us about Sharp Top. Have you done Sharp Top before?
I have, yeah. I did it last year. I love it. It's remote. It's like in Maston, which is a ghost town. So it's a little ways away. I passed Williamsport, Cogan Station. I don't know. It was out there. It's runnable. It has a lot of runnable sections. It's not a huge race, which I like. Like, there was people around to talk to, but didn't feel crowded. Sometimes, like, with the growing popularity with the trail running, some of the races are really growing, and that's very nice, but I get a little antsy running around huge crowd of people. So this was a good size. Laura and Lee did a fantastic job with everything, like just with the logistics of it. It's very well organized.
Now, Tammy, hold on. How many puppy dogs do you have on your lap?
Just one. Is my mic still messed up?
Yeah.
It just sounds like there's a puppy like cuddling your mic.
He's on the other side of the room. Oh my gosh.
It's just crackling when you're talking. Yeah. I don't know what the problem is.
It sounds like puppies. I mean, I don't have puppies at home anymore, so I kind of love it. All right. I just wanted to check. I just had to check in.
I keep talking. We'll tell you if it gets bad again. It's not done.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So well organized. They did a great job. How's weather?
It wasn't terrible. It was a little humid to start. It was Saturday, so yeah, a little humid to start, but the temps were good. We did get some rain, like there was some downpours, there was some mud, there were some wet rocks, but it could have been worse.
Yeah.
For the end of June, it was nice and cool, and
nice. It was pretty warm down here, but I always say once you get up into the mountains, it's just a little bit cooler, you know?
Microphone's going nuts.
My mic is bad.
Yeah.
Just a lot of static.
Yeah. It sounds like a puppy eating dinner.
Should I eat?
And cuddling the microphone. Yeah. That's what it sounds like. It sounds like when Eric cuddles the microphone, which he does sometimes.
A lot of the times, yeah.
Usually it's after the episode.
Yeah, it's true.
Now you sound good.
It sounds okay now?
Well, now it's coming back in.
As soon as you start talking,
it might be something there. I just shut up.
No, I still want to hear all the things.
Right now it's good. Keep talking. Yep. So did you, were you trying to go for the win?
I was not. Yeah, I didn't expect that at all because of having manitous last week, and that was obviously like hard. I was kind of suffering at manitous. So, I wanted to do it because it's a fun race. I had signed up, and I just went into it kind of feeling it out and seeing how it went. I wasn't even sure, because one of the nice things about that race too is you can drop down at the split. Mm-hmm. You can decide at that point if you want to drop down to the 25K. So I just went into it thinking if I needed to, I could do that. If things weren't feeling right, I could just go slower, whatever. Mm-hmm. And I started out slow and just went with how I felt, and felt pretty decent and kept kind of moving up, and thought that the wheels were going to fall off at some point. Surprisingly, they didn't. So I just said, well, I'll go until something bad happens. Nothing ever did. So, yay.
Now, did you move up through the pack through the race, or were you in first the whole time?
No, I started like in the back and then kind of moved up past people gradually. And I didn't know like where I was. I just kind of assumed that there was people in front of me, that there were women in front of me. But I was surprised when I finished. Well, I was almost finished like a couple miles out, and I went by one of the 25K ladies, Kim, and she said, "Oh, Tammy, are you in first? Are you first female?" And I said, "I don't think so." And she said, "Well, you're the first one that I saw." So I said, "Oh, okay." But then, yeah, I was surprised whenever I finished and Laura said I was first. Do you want to see my knife?
Yes. Yes, we want to see the knife.
Ready?
Wow.
Wow. It's so cool. This is what
it
I
is
want.
Very cool.
That is awesome.
It's like handmade and stuff.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. That's cool.
Yeah.
Did you cut anything with it yet?
No, but I am carrying it around.
As you should.
I'm probably going to like end up in the police news for carrying a concealed weapon or something.
Oh, I would carry that thing everywhere. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Now, have you run, you've run this race before, right?
Yeah, I ran last year, and I was happy because I did improve my time too. So. Mm-hmm. So that was good.
Yeah. And I did some stalking. So let's back up a little bit. I did some stalking on Ultra Sign Up, of course. And you have been running for quite a while now. You've been running trail for quite a while. And so I think that's one of my questions is kind of like, what does it take to get a win at a race like this? And I think part of the answer might be just running for a really long time.
Yeah. I think I've been running forever, pretty much. But like definitely since I started getting into more of the ultras, like the past, I don't know, 3 or 4 years, just really steadily training and not really having any major setbacks. So I've been able to have a really nice build over the past few years, and I'm feeling very strong right now.
Yeah. And I think there's something to be said for kind of that 50K and below distance. I mean, you really got a haul if you want to get a first place. You know, you kind of got to crush it if you're going to get a first place. And you have a lot of those, you know, 26 mile, 10K, 15K, 25K distances behind you, which is pretty cool. I mean, I'm going all the way back to 2010, you did Mega Transect.
Oh,
which doesn't even exist anymore. That's super cool.
Yeah, that was cool.
So do you get to head out to those trails pretty often? Is that where you train?
Yeah. I live in like Mill Hall, Lock Haven area. So the mega trails, but also I've been going out a lot to Pine Creek, you know, cause there's just so much out there from the Boulder Beast stuff is around Dell, and oh my gosh, there's a ton of stuff.
Wow. Wow. And you've had, you've had some, like Eric said, a pretty stellar year so far. How do you go from race to race so quickly and recover so well?
I've done mostly 50K so far this year. So just having a solid pace and not really taking too many breaks, just being used to like grinding for a while. Just keeping it fun. I had a couple travel races this year. I usually race more locally because there is so much in our area. But I did go to North Carolina for that Quest for the Crest, and then up to the Catskills for Manatees.
Yeah.
So, just keeping it fun, I guess.
So what does that look like for you, keeping it fun out on the trail? Do you chat with other people?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Song in your head?
Yeah, I like to talk when I'm out. Watch out, because if you're near me, like, I'm talking. Yeah, you'll hear my life story.
So you have a party in the front?
I don't know. I'm not in the front really too often. It's kind of a little bit of a fluke, as Misty chimes in.
Yeah, I don't know if it's a fluke. I mean, you've got just a stellar background behind you, a whole lot of races and doing well for a very long time. So that's a lot of a good experience behind you. Okay.
What's your goal for Eastern States? To be your friend from last year or what?
Yep.
Yeah.
You got it, Eric. I like to do like the same races sometimes year after year and just try to like improve each year.
What was your time last year?
28:40 something, maybe somewhere around there.
Pretty fast.
Yeah. So hopefully, if conditions are okay.
Good. Got to have good weather.
Right. Last year wasn't terrible. We had a little bit of rainstorm through the night. Mm-hmm. It wasn't the worst.
Yeah.
Is that your next race, Eastern?
It is. Yeah.
Nice. So you're gonna let yourself actually rest up a little bit, huh?
No.
No.
No. I'm ready to jump into training. I mean, I'm not racing, but yeah, I'm ready to jump into training.
Yeah.
Nice.
Nice.
What else you got, Grace? Anything?
Well, what I want to do, so Tammy, you still got mic feedback. So which is fine. We got to hear all of your story, but we'll put you on mute. Like, we'll unmute you. Let's talk about Western States really quick. Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Hold on. There we go. So, Eric, did you watch Western States?
I did not. I might have seen a glance of somebody's phone like here or there throughout the race, but I was busy in the White Mountains, so we did not get to see Eastern or Western States. I heard who won. I heard which female won.
Uh-huh.
That's about it for me. What do we got?
Yep. And I tell you what, I thought the title of this episode was perfect because, I also was really busy this weekend and I didn't follow it as closely as I usually do. So I wanted to see the people I knew who were there, if they had a finish and everything. So that's about all I got to see. And Sam Carney made it. She got her finish. So congratulations, Sam.
Yeah, it's cool. The local people we know that went out there and finished. It's always mm-hmm. cool to see. You know, one of the things that I was talking about today with my fellow cross country coach is like Jim Walmsley, his time was 4 minutes slower than his record pace or his record race back in 2019, I believe, if that's correct.
Somewhere around
4 minutes. do you know how dialed in these athletes are to be able to get 4 minutes like over 100 freaking miles?
Yeah.
Now, who knows why he didn't beat his own record? I, for one, think it's hard to beat your own record because there's the motivation is it got to be really hard. I mean, you already have the record. You're trying to beat yourself. Two, who knows, 1 degree temperature difference over 100 miles for that day easily could equate to 4 minutes. But it's just so insanely blows my mind how close.
And I think that, like, that's a long period of time, too. Like, granted, for the front of the pack, it's not as long as it is for the back of the pack. But that's a long time to be so consistent, you know? Like, a lot can go wrong within that amount of time. You can get a bee sting, and then your foot swells, and then you have to drop out. You know, like, a lot can go wrong within 100 miles. So the fact that they're that dialed in... And I think that was what was really impressive about Tammy's background, too, is she's just been running for so long that it's like you got to have stuff pretty dialed in by then. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I think of it at like Eastern States, for example, and Tomb Flats Aid Station, which is roughly 100K, 60. Let's just call it 62 miles in. Right. So the front runner comes in there and his crew says, oh, hey, you're 45 seconds back from where you were. You have 38 miles to make that up. It doesn't that seems very doable, but yet they're so dialed in and everything is exact that it's like, I don't know, it's just amazing to me.
It is really amazing. And I think you know, I was talking to somebody about this not too long ago, that it really just shows the power of run a lot of miles, and the more you do it and the longer you do it, the more you learn, the more experience you get, and you get to be a stronger and stronger runner. But even then, something can just, some freak thing can come up, and that's that.
Yeah. And I also want to mention second and third were, I don't even know how far apart they were, but it was seconds apart.
Oh yeah.
And they were like that for the whole freaking race.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
Insane to me. Insane.
Yeah. It was a sprint to the finish for Rod Farvard. I don't know much about him. And then Hayden Hawks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there were, from what I heard, there were a lot of Hawk so-and-so in the chat groups. The meme girl, if you will, that was used a lot because Hayden Hawks. But anyway, Katie Shy won, was the female winner, right? How far back was she from Courtney?
Not much. I don't remember the number, but she wasn't too far from Courtney's record.
So she beat her time from last year. She was second last year behind Courtney, yes.
Katie beat her own time by an hour.
So she had to be somewhat close. Yeah. I know early on, somebody piped up at like 40 miles in, somebody piped up and said she was on course record pace. 40 miles in, 100 miler, it's not even worth wasting your breath saying such a thing. I think everybody needs to realize that, but still, the time, the effort she's putting in is incredible.
Yeah. And you really saw the international crowd come back a little bit. I mean, we all know that when we were in the years of COVID, there were a lot of travel restrictions. And so the top 10 was fairly rounded out with almost all Americans. And now you're seeing a lot more of the, I mean, there's just some great, great international runners out there. So it was cool to see that crowd come back a little bit and see what else is happening out there, you know?
Right.
Which I think it is cool too, just as we saw last week, you know, it goes both ways. That also means that we get to travel to other places and check out cool races, you know?
Yeah, like Barry Maine's got me thinking about Germany.
Exactly. I tell you what, I saw those photos and it looks pretty awesome.
Yeah.
So it was cool to watch. And the other big thing that was happening, I mean, you were with the Frolicking Ginger all weekend. And it's her birthday today.
Happy birthday, Laura.
Happy birthday, Laura.
She just did the Prezi Traverse today, presidential traverse. So she did 30 miles and 10,000 feet of gain on Friday. And then did a couple fun things with her son here and there Saturday and Sunday. And then Monday just did 20 miles and 9,000 feet of gain. Yeah, she's looking pretty strong for the whole Eastern state. She must have a good coach.
Yeah. She must. She's got to be an amazing coach with great hair. So guess which one that is.
All right, whatever. Moving on. Going back to Sharp Top real quick, I do want to give a shout out to the other winners of the 50K and the 25K. Obviously, Tammy was the first female 50K. Daniel Ryder was the male 50K winner. Mr. John Johnson won the 25K. That was his 201st win ever.
Wow.
And Kate Fisher with the female 25K win. So, amazing job all around. From what I understand, it sounds like it was a pretty good day for that race. And then at the finish line, after everybody's pretty much finishing, it started downpouring, which always puts a damper on the party festivals after, you know, eating and hanging out and stuff.
But yeah.
It is what it is. It happens.
Yep.
So now, I mean, I guess we're all kind, at least us East Coast people are kind of starting to get their eyes on the prize for Eastern states at this point.
That's right. It's going to be time to start talking about Eastern states. We're only a little over a month away. So now it's go time. It's almost go time. Tammy will be excited to see you out there. I'm going to test this.
Let her in.
Boom.
Is it any better?
Yeah.
So far, so good.
Okay. Oh, good.
Now, before we talk about Eastern though, real quick, Tammy, what do you have after a race? Like, what do you eat after a race?
Oh, and at the Sharp Top, Laura's husband, Nick, he makes beer. So he gave us beer.
What? Great.
There was like a peach ale and like a habanero, old English beer. So yeah, after Sharp Top, I had just a little bit of beer.
Nice. Yeah. That's great recovery.
Yeah. It was good.
Perfect. All right. Now, are you going crude or screwed for Eastern states?
Crude is so much fun.
Okay. It is. I mean, it's fun for the crew too.
Yeah.
We're going to have another crew showdown. I think we need to.
I think you're the only one that wants that, but hey, you make it happen.
What does that mean?
Oh, it's a whole thing. Don't let go. I'm going to cut Grace off here. Apparently crewing is this competitive sport. And
yes,
there's a lot of factors that go into whether you're the best crew or not. And that involves costumes.
Yes.
That involves accessories.
It's a lot of skill.
It involves a whole lot of trash talking.
How quickly can you get your people in and out of that aid station?
Yeah.
You know, how much are you going to cheer for the other runners? You know, because it's about sportsmanship. Sportsmanship is important. And so crewing is something that I take very seriously. I have an official hat that I wear whenever I crew.
That you bought for yourself?
No, I didn't.
Well, I don't know. It sounded good.
No, it was given to me from Laura.
Okay.
Yeah, she had it specially made just for me. It has my name on it. Hmm. Yeah.
So you're wearing a hat with your name on it.
Yeah, and it says crew chief. So, I mean, crewing is very serious. And I mean, anybody who's out there who's going to be running Eastern states, I can't wait to hear your stories about how you're getting ready for it, because it is coming up soon. Anybody who's crewing Eastern states, you also need to start preparing. There's a lot that needs to be done. If you haven't booked everything, you got to get on it. Get your pacers together. Get your crew together. I will say there is... there is a Facebook group specifically for pacers. So if you're coming out of town for Eastern States and you need a local pacer, there's a lot of local folks who are interested in pacing that course. And if you want to pace somebody and you don't have somebody to pace, that's where you want to go to meet up with people. So.
Yeah. And this is a reminder to myself that if you are running an aid station, captaining an aid station, it's time to get your butt going on what keeping everything in order and getting what you need for the aid station.
Yeah. Get your themes together.
We got the themes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You can expect some crazy things. Some animals.
What? What? You're going to have a petting zoo.
Nope. I'm just giving small hints. Some fun. There might be an admission fee to enter. I don't know what else. I'm not telling you what it is.
Oh my gosh.
Becky's cutting me off.
Yeah. I don't know. So, you know, everybody, if you're out there at the aid stations, you got to get your, people together if you want to volunteer. I mean, that's going to be the place to be. It's going to be the place to be that weekend. If you're anywhere on the East Coast, you got to head to Little Pine State Park in August.
Yeah.
What's your favorite part of the course, Tammy?
Ooh, that's a good one. Geez. Maybe Heiner to Slate.
Mm-hmm.
Is that Eric? Are you going to be at Tombs then? Is that
where I am? Going? Yeah. Yep. Okay. That's probably why you think it's the best from last year.
Getting to Skytop is special.
Yeah.
You get to Skytop and you get those blueberry pancakes.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah, that's when it kind of hits you too, I think, where you're like, oh shit, this could really happen, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
I feel like Skytop is the last box to check before you know when you're going to finish. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like you can leave, a lot of people leave Blackwell looking like death and smelling like death and acting like death. And the crew and the aid station push them out, you know, and it might be a walk to Skytop. But once you get to Skytop, you really don't have any excuses from there, mm-hmm. You know. So, yeah, I agree. That's definitely a good one. And it's amazing people that are at that aid station. And it's definitely a key part of the course.
Yeah. Well, I can't wait. It's going to be super fun. I can't wait to crew. I can't wait to see Laura crush it because she's going to. Tammy, I can't wait to see you there and all the other runners. But there's still lots of training to be done before then. So, Tammy, what do you have happening this weekend?
I'm going to get out and do some sections of the Eastern course.
Nice. And you went to Eastern States, right?
I didn't go to the retreat, but I helped with it. I did sweeping for some of the days. Oh my gosh, I loved it. That was so, so awesome. I met so many fantastic ladies.
Mm-hmm. That's a good group of people right there. So that'll be fun, getting some training in, as should everybody who's in Eastern. They should be training right now, kind of putting out some big miles. Eric, what are you doing this weekend?
You put me on the spot there. I don't know if I have anything planned this weekend, which is amazing. We went to Maine, we came back for 3 days, then drove up to New Hampshire for 4 days with friends, and then just got back Sunday. And now it's this, I don't think I have any 4th of July plans per se, which I'm kind of looking forward to. I don't think I have anything planned this weekend.
Fabulous.
Yeah. Grace, what are you doing this weekend?
I'm still finalizing some plans, but hoping to get back up to the Black Forest Trail. I'm running the Shoe House Shuffle on the 4th of July because down here in York, Pennsylvania, there's a house with that looks like a shoe. You know, the little
it was an old lady who lived in a shoe.
That's right. There's a shoe. And it's an Airbnb. You can rent it out, but it's like, it's a giant shoe. It's on the side of the road. And so there's a 5 mile race that I always, not always, but most years I run it. It's been around for a while. And we run to the shoe and back. And it's good, like, yeah, probably 300 runners. That's hosted by our local club. And I'm going to volunteer for it. Heather Rowe is the race director, and she's awesome. So
Does it make your tongue stick out? Or does your stomach get tied in knots?
Oh, my gosh.
Believe it or not, I just thought of both of them. Yeah.
That's hard to believe that you thought of them just now, but
does it take your soul?
it does take my soul a little bit. It's a road race.
Does it stop you right in the face?
Yeah, it does. It's
I think I'm done.
It's tough. It's tough.
Cool. Yeah, never heard of that one. I should do a couple five. We have a couple local 5Ks around here. Actually, there's one this weekend.
A 5 miler.
I don't care. It's short, is what I'm saying. I care. It's not what I meant. I'm just saying the short stuff I've gotten away from, and I need to get back to it.
Yeah. Oh, I avoid it like the plague, and I shouldn't. And so that's why I'm registered.
Nice.
Because I shouldn't avoid it. I'm going to do a short little 5 miler. Tammy, when was the last time you did a 5 mile race?
Ooh.
Or a 5K.
I do there's the SPCA furry 5K I do every year here.
There we go.
See? Yeah, that's fun. People, you run with your dog and
yeah. You gotta pick one here or there, you know, a couple of 5Ks of the year that benefit something good.
Yeah.
Like the furry ones.
All right. Let's shut her down. Tammy, thank you so much for giving us your time to talk about Sharp Top.
Congratulations, Tammy. Nice work.
Thank you so much.
Can't wait to see what you do at Eastern States and Black Forest and everything else in the future. It seems like you're getting, as you get older in age, you're getting faster on these courses.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So thanks for tuning in, and we will be back next week. I don't know, Grace, what are we talking about next week? Do we know yet?
I don't know yet, but I do know that if you leave us a review, I will read it. So do some of them like and smash that like, write a review. I will read it.
I have a challenge. I bet that no one can write a better review than the one that you read at the beginning of the show.
I mean, that's quite possible, but whatever you write, I will read it, especially if you say things about Eric.
You know, I was just thinking, man, I wish Grace would write me a letter with kind words like that viewer wrote to us. You know, it would just mean a lot.
Eric, you know how much I love doing this podcast every single week? It's amazing. I look forward to it. I look forward to every week seeing your little face and getting to talk to you.
Yeah. Your face is big, but I like it too.
Thanks.
I mean, I do have a big head.
I have a big head. It's fine.
All right. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Tell your friends, because the numbers aren't going up. So every time I tell you to tell your friends, you're not listening to me. So I need you to listen to me. You write the reviews. No one read any reviews except one.
Don't listen to him. You're amazing. Keep doing what you're doing.
It's tough love. You can be cute to them, but it's not helping.
You're already great. You're already great.
You're not that. You could be better if you did what I tell you.
You're already great.
All right. See you next week for episode 61. We got to go to season 2 soon, but I don't know how we're going to do that because we're in season 2.
I don't know why you're hung up on seasons. There's literally only like one other podcast that does seasons, and you happen to hear that podcast, and now you want to do seasons because you want to be like AJW.
I don't even know what those initials mean. But okay, I don't know. I felt like...
Why do you want to do seasons?
I don't know.
Because you saw it as an option when you clicked the button.
Yeah. What, season 1 is going to be 4,000 shows?
Yes. Nobody does seasons.
All right. Well, maybe we should have been the first ones to do a season.
No, AJW was the first.
What the heck is AJW? It sounds like root beer.
You don't know... Oh my gosh. You have so much to learn.
All right. Let's talk about it next week.
Well, I will teach you things about podcasts next week. AJW is Andy Jones Wilkins.
Does he have a podcast?
Yes. All right, called Crack a Brew with AJW.
Maybe you should be his co-host then.
I don't think he would invite me onto his show.
I'm cooler than AJ Root Beer W.
I mean, you accept me for who I am. So yes, you are cooler.
All right. See you next week, Grace.
All right. Thanks, everybody. Bye.
Bye.